Listening section.
Section 1, pictures. Listen to the questions, then choose the best answer according to each picture. For questions number 1 and 2, please look at picture A. Number 1.
What are these people doing? A. Looking at a peculiar work of art. B. Visiting a herd of wild animals. C. Taking pictures of an impressive building. D. Running away from an angry encounter.
Number 2.
What might the woman say? A. Stop leaning on me. B. Do you recognize me? C. Today is just a normal day. D. Did you take a little tumble?
Section 2, best response. Choose the best response to each question or statement. Number 3.
I really like those shoes, but they look pretty pricey.
Number 4.
Mrs. Smith is eccentric, but she is undoubtedly the best teacher in our school.
Section 3, short conversations. Listen to the conversations, then answer the questions. Number 5.
I need to buy a new running shirt.
What kind of shirt are you looking for?
One made out of a fast-drying fabric.
Do you sweat a lot when you run?
Yes, and I'll need a shirt that blocks odors, too.
Question, what does the man want to buy?
Number 6.
What are you watching, Flora?
A show about mountain gorillas, which are on the brink of extinction.
Is it interesting?
Yes, I like learning about wildlife that's in danger, don't you?
Not really. I'd rather watch a baseball game.
Oh, well, I prefer educational shows.
Question, what does Flora enjoy?
Number 7.
Doctor, there's something wrong with me.
You look wiped out. Are you suffering from constant fatigue?
Yes, I just have no get up and go anymore.
Well, this is a common problem nowadays.
I'm sure it is, so I hope you can help me out.
Question, what is the woman's problem?
Section 4, short talk. Listen to the talk, then choose the best answer to each question. For questions 8 through 10.
Have you ever wondered about the best way to introduce yourself? What important details should you include? My advice is to think about your audience. In other words, who are you talking to? Are you applying for a job or looking for a date? The details you share will be very different. Give someone a basic summary of your background without telling your whole life story. Include information about your family, education, and hobbies. I also suggest you think of one colorful story or characteristic about yourself that will capture your listener's interest, such as a place you have visited or a unique talent you have. Once you've written your introduction, don't forget to practice it. Good luck!
Number 8.
Who is most likely giving this talk?
Number 9. What advice does the speaker give? Number 10.
What kind of story should you prepare?